Baltimore's annual festival that celebrates African-American art and culture, known as AFRAM, is tomorrow at Druid Hill Park. The free festival is in its 41st year. It features performances from local artists, interactive exhibits, lots of activities for kids, plus job training and placement information as well. We turn now to Afra White. She's the Director of External Affairs for the Office of the Mayor, and she planned the AFRAM festival, and she joins us on the line from City Hall. Ms. White, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. I have to say I'm a proud member of WYPR, so I'm super excited.
Well, we are delighted that that's the case. A couple things are different this year about AFRAM, which, as we mentioned, has been going on for more than 40 years. You changed the location. We're not downtown by the stadium anymore, and it's one day instead of two. So tell us what's behind those decisions.
Well, the Baltimore City African American Family Festival, better known as AFRAM, is just that, a family festival. And Mayor Pugh wanted to bring it back into the community and make it all about family, make it all about Baltimore. Everything is going to be a Baltimore native. So the food, the entertainment, it's all about Baltimore. And that's why we took it, brought it to Druid Hill Park. And once upon a time, it was at Druid Hill Park, I understand. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to have it back there. It's a great location.
And where exactly in the park is it for folks who know that beautiful park?
So it's near Safety City in an area that is known as the Bowl. And I know that they've had several festivals there before, like the Stone Soul Picnic. So it's a very familiar area in the park.
Yeah, it's over by the pool and the basketball courts and Safety City and stuff. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. Exactly.
And one day instead of two, so you're going to sort of pack it all in from 10 to 8.
We're packing it all in from 10 to 8 p.m. We're going to start it off 10 a.m. with a little cardio to get us started, a gospel power hour. We're going to do a Be More's Got Talent competition and go into all local live fantastic talent for the rest of the day.
Of course, the AFRAM Festival, always famous for its great entertainment. And as you mentioned, the entertainment will be, you know, from, it will be locally sourced, as we say. I mean, they're all from town. But there's a lot more than just performances. I mean, there's a job fair. You've got all sorts of things.
Yes.
For kids and adults.
Yeah, so we have a health and wellness village. You can get tested from everything from high blood pressure to HIV. We'll have an innovation village sponsored by Comcast. It's going to just talk about the future of cities and workforce. We'll have plenty of activities for the kids in our kids' village. We'll have our Taste of Soul food village. And we couldn't do it without the help of our sponsors like Care First, Whiting Turner, Visit Baltimore, the Army, Cool Smiles, Jackmine Hospitality. So we have a lot of sponsors. We have a lot of great support for this great festival. And we hope to see everybody Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Druid Hill Park.
And, you know, when you're running a festival like this, there's a balance between the traditions that the festival has become known for over the years and then what you want to do new. I mean, if you had to point to one or two new things this year, what comes to mind?
Well, I definitely have to say that it being cost-effective for local vendors to participate was one of the things. We definitely didn't want to have to outsource our food vendors, our retail vendors. So that's one of the things that I'm really excited about. Also, the opportunity for local talent to perform on the main stage for us to really see the kind of great talent we have in Baltimore. I think those are some of the main differences that you'll see from AFRAMs of the past.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity for those young local artists to get a really big venue to show their stuff. That's great.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well, have a wonderful time tomorrow in Druid Hill Park. It's one of my favorite places in all of Baltimore. And
well,
the festival
Tom, I hope
always
to see you there.
You will indeed. I live
Fantastic.
A block and a half away from the park, so I don't have any excuse.
You don't.
All right. Afra White, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you guys tomorrow.
Afra White is the Director of External Affairs for the Office of the Mayor and the Director of the AFRAM Festival. Celebration kicks off tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at Druid Hill Park, all-day event, and it's free. It'll feature entertainment, lots of activities for kids, job training, lots of other stuff, and we'll have information about all of it on our website, wypr.org/midday. Coming up after a break, from AFRAM to AVAM, the American Visionary Art Museum turns 25 tomorrow. Founder and director Rebecca Hofberger joins me when we come back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.